Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, начинаем наш воскресный вебинар.
Hello, dear friends, we are starting our webinar. As usual, in the studio, Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman here together with us, Boris Beletyrkovsky, and I am Semyon Vinokuru, and we're teaching the wisdom of Kabbalah, and our topic is through the upper purpose. The article is the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And I just wanted to add that, all in all, a course of the wisdom of Kabbalah, you go through this article and you forget about it, and then you go through it again and then you forget about it. And we've been studying this article for over 20 years. We've been coming back to it all the time. We start coming back and learning about what is the wisdom of Kabbalah. Why do we do that, Dr. Leitman? It's like nature. It's like an electron. It has no end. Semyon, that's how it is. Each time we can always find something new. We see, just like in our world, it's a wonderfully big world, and you always find new things. So, friends, please ask questions. Ask your questions live. We see lots of people there in Kaunas, in Almaty, in many groups, Dr. Leitman. There are many, many people around, full groups. Semyon, Moscow, as usual, you usually ask them first. Let us read this article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Bala Sulam. Dr. Leitman, in general, I'll read, I'll speak, but it's preferable that you, together with that, will ask questions, because then we can really understand that you're really listening and not just sitting there. And secondly, that you also understand. And thirdly, that you try to participate. And even ask questions not just for yourselves, but perhaps also for your friends. In short, let us begin. The article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Bala Sulam. What is the basis of the wisdom of Kabbalah? This is how he writes. This wisdom, the wisdom of Kabbalah, is no more and no less than a sequence of roots which hang down by way of cause and consequence, by fixed, determined rules, interweaving to a single exalted goal described as the revelation of His godliness to His creatures in this world. Which means that really, the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about what we are capable of attaining in our world. With the help of this repetitive study of the laws that we reveal through the wisdom of Kabbalah, and through which we attain the upper world, the upper force, the Creator, and we reveal Him as an absolute law, a constant law, a higher law that connects all the parts of creation. In general, if we attain the Creator, by doing so, we attain the entirety of creation completely, and we are also included in it. Everything is in that creation. But by attaining that connection, that general force, that general law and system, then we don't get confused with all kinds of individual forces and all kinds of individual connections. In general, we attain the Creator because, as it is written, there is none else besides Him. That's what's written. There is none else besides Him. That is the first condition. It's the definition of the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning that the wisdom of Kabbalah, it engages in the revelation of the Creator. And through whom the Creator reveals? Through the people in our world. In what way? In that people undergo an investigation of the entire cause and effect chain of forces from the Creator to the creation and gradually discover Him. In the meantime, we have no questions, so we'll continue, or maybe you have questions, Simeon. There are. Cause and effect. What is that game? Where is that? It is written a cause and effect chain. In general, we want it to be clear to us. What does it mean, a cause and effect chain? There are two states, the primary state and the secondary state, the cause state and the effect state. We always have a causal and an effect state. And the process of this cause and effect chain stems down into this creation, and we try to reveal it from the uppermost root, which is the cause, the reason for everything, and everything else surrounds Him. Meaning it is a gradual cause and effect chain of all the laws and qualities until our world, until each and every one of us. That is the work of the Creator, which creates all that. That is the nature. Creator and nature are the same. The Creator is just a more expanded version of that word, which includes everything. Boris, what is the word cascading or concatenation? The word, Dr. Leitman, the word cascading or concatenation means the quality of bestowal, the quality of love, the quality of giving, absolute good, wholeness, completeness, where from it all the forces and all the qualities stem down into our world in a way where they are all under Him. Therefore, these forces stem down from Him, from the Creator, to us. So if we learn the order of this cascading down of these forces, that's what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the quality which reveals in the beginning in Malchut, in the world of Ein Sof, the world of infinity, through the four phases of direct light, and it comes down to us through Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and then these Parzufim, Galgalta Absagma Bon, and then the world, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and then a special structure called Adam, or the soul, the breaking of that soul. And we, all in all, are parts from that breaking. Since the ego always reveals more and more, so in order to create in us an opportunity for some sort of ascent above it, so the general egoistic mass shatters into more and more pieces. Therefore, we in our world feel how we multiply. The population grows. And on the contrary, if we enter into all kinds of negative connections between us, destructions, wars, conflicts, and we lower the amount of population, it doesn't mean that a war gets rid of all that population, it doesn't mean that kind of cause and effect chain, but that there is no such need for humanity to be in such a great quantity of people, and then it is possible to lower itself in size, because when there is suffering dispersed among a small amount of souls, they need to know how to observe that growth of the population of the world. Are there questions? Semyon, yes, there are questions. Kaunas, I see you. Hello, do you hear? Dr. Leitman, yes, we hear well. Question. About an hour ago, we had an open lecture of the wisdom of Kabbalah. There were many people here, and people who brought a desire to participate in the workshop, and we spoke about the topic of this workshop. There are people who already know about the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there are those who heard about the wisdom of Kabbalah for the first time. And we have a question that came up even before this program, and then soon I will translate it into Russian. The attainment of the upper goal. How can we attain it, and how can we implement it? A question from Regina. I'm following this path from the year 2000, you're my teacher, and now I want to increase the connection, but there are many folds. Is it the ego of the teacher, and why is it happening, why is it going on? Dr. Leitman, we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah that everything is defined by the Creator. He determines everything. So certainly you can blame your teacher or me or friends. It doesn't matter. In any case, everything happening with you happens from the Creator through all kinds of people, faces, actions, but it's all from the Creator. So, you don't need to think especially that you have sorrows due to someone. At the end of it all, it's due to the Creator. And if He organizes it through your relatives or people close to you, or all kinds of good or bad situations, that's how He plays with us. But really, He is doing everything. So everything happening to you happens through a very precise providence upon you. And all the complaints are upon Him, not to friends or anyone, but only to Him. Meaning, the moment you start relating to nature and to yourself that way, you will immediately have this awakening of a new attitude toward the world. And you will start being able to understand it deeper. Semyon, can you bring your complaints to the Creator? Dr. Leitman, you have to bring your complaints to the Creator. Who else do you have to complain to? You can curse Him, you can shout at Him. Just don't leave Him. He wants you to always turn to Him. Through good, through bad, it doesn't matter how or in what. The main thing is always at Him. Curse Him, the main thing is don't leave Him. Semyon, so does it mean that through everybody I turn to Him without even paying attention to them, but only He is there? Dr. Leitman, correct. Any other questions? Boris, how is it possible to speak about entering all kinds of negative connections if we are created from negative pieces? Dr. Leitman, yes, we are created from negative pieces. We are all egoists, and we're connected egoistically to each other. On one hand, that is correct. On the other hand, however, we need to turn these negative connections into positive connections. And if we do so, then we will precisely feel through that negative connection and then that positive connection upon it, between those two kinds of attitude, we will feel through them the upper world, the Creator. So we need to feel that entirety of negativity and immediately try to build upon it the positivity. Semyon, you say that there is one force, there is none else besides Him. But here it is written that there is this chain of upper forces, meaning a cascading down of upper forces. We're talking about forces in plural. Dr. Leitman, right, the Creator is a single force, a positive force that was divided into many separate forces. Sometimes we call those forces angels, or sometimes we just call them forces. There are all ways to name them and title them. But all in all, they are all forces of the Creator. There is none else besides Him, meaning that even if you see opposite forces to Him, as if negating Him or damaging, harming His unification and His quality, it's only because He wants that to be so, and He does it that way on purpose. Let us continue. So in this concatenation downward of forces from the single, one, unique, unified source, afterward, there is this cause and effect chain of forces. And there is another law here, which is called the law of the general and the particular. The law of the general consists in the fact that at the end of its development, humankind is destined to reveal the upper force and completely attain it. This means that the law of the general says that we are all necessitated, either in our future incarnations or in our current incarnations, one way or another, we will need to attain and reveal the Creator and connect with Him completely. That is the law of the general in nature. And one small element in the levels of still vegetative animated speaking, which does not progress in that direction, whether subconsciously, instinctively, or consciously, one way or another, it has to move in that direction because it is the general law of the general of nature. The law of the particular asserts that even before all of humanity, meaning the whole of humanity, in every generation, there will be individuals who will be able to reach that revelation of that upper providence, of that single force operating everything. Meaning, when we reach in a certain level of our development, the revelation of the Creator, then there is no doubt about that to anyone who attains that. The thing is, each one being able to attain it on his own in his generation, that already depends on us and on each and every one of us. That is the law of the general and the law of the particular. Are there no questions? Simeon, there is a question. Yulia is asking from Amsterdam. How can the Creator's revelation to the creation be unpreventable if we're talking about free choice? Dr. Leitman, precisely free choice is what brings the created being to the fact that you need to reveal the Creator, meaning that through the correct use of free choice, the person starts recognizing that precisely his freedom concludes in reaching the degree of the Creator, and then he reaches complete freedom. Semyon, so a person isn't free, but he attains freedom. Dr. Leitman, the person is not free in attaining that freedom. It's a kind of a paradox. We have the Kaunas group. Hello. Since not everyone speaks Russian, so I'm translating. A question from Luda. Does the sensation of the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, does the sensation or the understanding of the wisdom of Kabbalah, could that be something inborn? Dr. Leitman, the yearning appears, the yearning for the wisdom of Kabbalah appears in a person according to his current incarnation. Meaning, did he come already ready in this incarnation to such a degree, to such a state, to such a desire, to such a need to reveal the Creator? If his soul has already reached such a state, if it's considered as being close to that, then the person feels a need for that and he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And if his soul is still not developed to that state, so then he lives in this world, but gradually he will come to that, either in this life or in the future life. So here there is no thing that could stop any of us. Our entire problem is that if we have this possibility, like each and every one of you sitting here, our friends, so you need to realize that opportunity. This is how we accelerate the incarnations, and then we succeed to come to a perfect state quicker. and we're not stuck in the process in a lower, in the lowest degree. Helpless degree. Semyon, you said that this inner point is in every person. Dr. Leitman, every person has this inner point, but it needs to be awoken. Boris, correct. Why can an individual come to attainment before the whole of humanity? But there is also this degree of the whole of humanity, and he lives among the whole of humanity. Dr. Leitman, you can only reach perfection when you connect to the whole of humanity. There are many articles about that from many great Kabbalists. The matter is that you have to do that in order to bestow. And in order to bestow, you cannot do that to the Creator. In order to bestow means that you are ready to do that for humanity. Who else can you do it for? For what? For the Creator? He doesn't have anything to give. You have nothing to give him. It's like you want to go out on a date with, and if you want to go out with a single mother, so relate well to her kid, and she needs nothing other than that. That's one thing. Meaning, whoever wants to come closer to the Creator has no other opportunity to come closer to the Creator, but only if he comes closer to the rest of humanity. That is called bringing humanity closer to the Creator, and bringing the Creator closer to the humanity, and by doing so, he comes closer to the Creator. Boris, question. What is the quality of the incarnation dependent on? How is it measured, etc.? Dr. Leitman, as many people as I have succeeded to bring closer to the Creator, as such, I have come closer to the Creator, and that is what determines the quality of my life. Let's move on. We'll go according to the text. Okay. Next part. The multiplicity of partsufim, sfirot, and worlds. However, according to the above, a question arises. Since this wisdom has one, but one special and clear role, why is there the matter of the multiplicity of partsufim, sfirot, and interchangeable connections which are so abundant in the books of Kabbalah? Kabbalah determines the path by which a person attains the upper world. Meaning, what is important for us is to reach the state of the Creator. To reach the state of the Creator means that I switch in my qualities to be like the Creator. No less and no more. Can you depict to yourselves what's being discussed here? All kinds of fantastic imaginary degrees. But that is the goal, that is what the Creator presents before us, and we need to rise to His degree to equalize with the upper force. And accordingly, the wisdom of Kabbalah researches all these multiplicity of connections in the upper worlds. How can we express each one of these laws one to another? Why? Because precisely in the connections between them, in the relationship of one to another, we learn the wisdom of bestowal and the wisdom of love. As such, we, through that, research also the quality of the Creator Himself. Indeed, if you take the body of a small animal, whose only task is to nourish itself, so it may exist in this world for enough time to father and carry on its species, you'll find in it a complex structure of millions of fibers and tendons that could be humanity or animals. From that perspective, we are all equal. As physiologists and anatomists have discovered, and there is much there that humans have yet to find. For example, if you take a certain animal, but if you research the body of a small animal, you'll see that there's a complex structure of millions of fibers and tendons, as physiologists and anatomists have discovered, and there is much there that humans have yet to find. qualities, even in our body. From the above, you can conclude the vast variety of issues and channels that need to connect in order to achieve and to reveal that sublime goal. What does this mean? Most important for us is not to understand each person individually, his qualities, his nature, to enter inside him and to research inside the person. The main thing is to look into the connections between us. How are we connected between us? Because there is this network of forces, of connections, and that network helps us reveal the Creator. So I do not care about the character of my friends, their inner qualities, their history, their geography, their families, etc. None of that interests me. What interests me is only the network of connections between us. This network is the main thing for me, through which I look. I do not look at nature. I don't look at human nature or the character of a person. I look at only how he connects with others. The network of connections is important to me, of these connections. And in order to restore that network of connections, we need to draw the upper force, the upper light. And when that upper light starts acting on that network of connection between us, it starts restoring it. It starts stabilizing it properly. And as such, we reveal the Creator. There are certain conducts that are not known by a person that we need to learn in order to reach that sublime goal. Meaning only in the extent of the connection between us and in the attainment of this network of forces can we reveal the Creator. This entire system of connections between us, that is the Creator. The correct system of correct connections in Arvut, in mutual guarantee between each other, between them, that is called the Creator. I hope that you will remember that. If I was in your place, I'd be writing that down. I see where is a lady in Krasnodar who's always writing down. Other than that, I don't see anyone else. Let us continue. Simeon, there are a few questions. They say that the wisdom of Kabbalah researches the paths by which a person attains the higher goal. What are these paths? What, the wisdom of Kabbalah knows all the paths to the Creator, or does it just speak about one path? Dr. Leitman, the path to the Creator, for each person, he has his own path. Despite it being the same path for everyone. What does it mean for each one? It is different, but it is the same path. You understand, firstly, the path to the attainment of the Creator is an individual, internal path of a person. We learn it partially today. It is something that only you can experience, as Baal HaSulam writes about, that your eyes will see and not a foreigner's. That it is something very individual and personal, on one hand. On the other hand, it is attained precisely upon the connections between us, the good and positive and mutual connection between us. There is as if this paradox in the revelation of that internal, good, expanded place between us, I reveal in it the one single root of mine, individually, not the root of everyone. And that's how it is for each and every one of us. And then, afterward, there will be an other stage, that is the general correction. I don't know what to tell you about that, because that is a state that humanity has not yet reached. No Kabbalist ever in humanity has reached that, because you need the general correction of the whole of humanity for that. So when each of you becomes corrected and reaches each one your root, so then all those roots of the soul will connect together into one huge root of the soul called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, where we attain the complete revelation and adhesion with the Creator. Boris, question. How can I see how another person behaves with others if the upper light creates that connection at the degree of intentions? Are there some external signs of that? Dr. Leitman. External signs is that we all integrate in a single group, that we, in this group, try to connect such that we will not differentiate all kinds of situations between us, I mean, whether I want that or you want that, where I won't really feel whether it's my desire or your desire, where it'll be unclear, where it'll all become mixed into this general salad, and then it becomes unclear where are the legs of someone, arms of someone, another part of someone else. It is all in me, in this general oneness. When we start feeling that in that way, so then the next degree of sensation will appear, the awareness of outside of me, and that's how it will be through the whole of the public, and that is called the attainment of the Creator. Semyon, a question from Tbilisi. If there is no wise as the experience, what would the text in the book help me build those worlds, parts of him and Sfirot? Dr. Leitman, the text is not in order for you to be smarter, in no way. The text is written by a great Kabbalist who has been through the path that you need to go through, that I need to go through, that everyone needs to go through, whether in this incarnation or in future incarnations. And what that Kabbalist wrote, when we read what he wrote, by doing so we awaken upon ourselves the upper light, a higher energy, a higher inertia that brings us closer. We don't really feel that or understand that. Sometimes we feel the opposite, that it rejects us, that pushes us to the sides, disperses us. But maybe it's this initial action of start-stop, here to there, forward-backward, only in order to bring us out from our slumber, in order for us to truly come closer to each other, and from us to the Creator. Therefore, the reading of the books is a kli, it's an instrument for the invitation of the attraction of this upper energy, this upper force that will bring us closer to each other, and then in the connection between us, we will start attaining the upper light, and we will see it just like a movie, just like I see a movie at the cinema, only that it will be in a tangible and clear way in my inner properties. It is a movie that is projected within yourselves. It is projected inside yourselves, and you participate in it directly. That is what is called the revelation of the Kabbalistic writings. Another question. If the point of free choice is to bring me closer to the Creator, then how can I bring someone else closer to the Creator? I then rob them of their free choice. Dr. Leitman. No, free choice is not in progressing to the Creator or not. You get awakened for that. What do you want to tell me, that you yourself chose this path? Someone influenced you somehow. Where from? You don't know, you don't remember, it's not important. Simply today, you want that. You feel like it. It's not your choice. The choice doesn't conclude in the decision that you seemingly made, or in the providence, or even the choice of the direction by which you want to progress. The choice is in each stage of your path to reveal an overcoming of forces to the goal. More and more, where your legs are weak, where you're falling, and then again you need to get up, and again you need to progress, there is where your freedom is expressed, your choice. Right there, you've been given freedom, because the Creator is who organizes those forms for you. And you need to understand why does He organize that for you? And as such, to realize it properly and progress. Boris, question. In relation to the connections, when we see some kind of series, we mingle with it, we start thinking about it, identifying with it. That is also the quality of connection. Why, if I feel the thoughts of others in me, that is a sign of precisely that spiritual connection? Dr. Leitman, a sign of spiritual connection could be only when I feel rejection from the friends and simultaneously pray for that in which connection will appear between us. Only those two opposite directions in me point to spiritual connection. Spiritual ascent. Semyon, before continuing, a short question. What will come for us in the next incarnation? Dr. Leitman, what will continue into the next incarnation? Adjust your efforts that are directed in this incarnation toward connection. What else do we have? We, over many incarnations, will have to establish our soul, meaning the connection among everyone in a single positive force, a single positive system. Nothing remains of our entire life. Of our entire life, what there remains is only good deeds. Boris, question. How is this string built which connects this cause and effect chain of incarnations? Dr. Leitman, how do these unfold? Our body that now exists, which seemingly exists, it accompanies us in this world. But really, when the body dies, it seems to us as if nothing remains. But precisely then we start feeling what we really live in, that we live in the soul. Currently, our body suppresses our soul. It doesn't let us feel it. Our ego constantly incites us. It throws us from side to side, rejects us, and thus we do not feel the soul that we really have. Kaunas Group. A question from Luda. We are here listening to you, because we were meant to enter into the wisdom of Kabbalah. Dr. Leitman, we are here and right now, in order for us who are parts of a single soul, and not just of a single soul, but parts of a single organ in the single soul. Therefore, we are sitting here together. Otherwise, we would be spread over different generations and in different parts of the world. But we have a certain kind of connection right here, right now, precisely because we belong to a certain organ of the soul. Semyon, a question about the ego. In order to attain the Creator, we need to develop the ego of a person. And if a person is not egoistic, Dr. Leitman, who needs to develop the ego? Who said that? Olga Merizan, I don't know her. I can only say one thing where that is really incorrect. We do not need to develop the ego. The ego develops by itself. We do not need to be concerned about being bad people. We need to be concerned about being good people. And then we will be bad. Why? Because then they will reveal upon us worse and worse qualities that we will need to correct. And if I would be good, so then bad qualities will reveal in me in order for me to correct them. And if I will be bad, or I don't succeed in correction, meaning then I will not get bad qualities given to me, because I cannot deal with what I already have. Boris, a question from Kiev. The ego is like a piece of, it's like the root of the tooth, and without the root of the tooth, so the tooth doesn't exist, and we need to pull it out, like, in order to deal with it properly. Dr. Lateman, at the end of it all, we need to correct the ego, and it has no other future. We will only have to tolerate it more and more until that tooth really starts getting sore. Semyon, should we continue? Dr. Lateman, yes, we should continue. Our next part is called Two Paths, Two Conducts from Above Downwards and from Below Upwards. The wisdom of Kabbalah researches two parts of the upper force. The difference between them is that one comes from above downward and the other one to this world, and the second order traverses from below upwards precisely by the same roots and makeups imprinted at the root when they appeared from above downwards. What this means is that we learn.
Where is this thing?
We learn.
Нисхождение сверху вниз.
The stemming down from above downward. Afterward, we find in this world, and then the ascent from below upward. That is what is called the three lines, the three directions, the three arrows, meaning from above downward there is this concatenation downwards. Afterward, in our world there is development, and then there is the ascent from below upwards, that is correction. That is how... These two conducts exist. Semyon, do we speak about the breaking of one from the other, which is the stemming down from above downward, and then that whole path of our corporeal development in this world is the second state? Dr. Lateman, yes, that is the next one. And then we have the ascent from below upward. That's what we have. Soon I will draw that for you. This is how it works. From above downward, you have this concatenation downwards. And then in our world, you have development. And again, ascent. So here, from the world of Ensof, the world of infinity, until our world, and then evolution, Rav is drawing, and then the ascent back to the world of Ensof. We are somewhere here. That point there is our 2019. Semyon, do you want to tell me that evolution has ended? Dr. Lateman, evolution hasn't just ended. It is acquiring a new form. If we will not ascend upwards, then we find all kinds of mutations. It's like a fruit that starts rotting on the tree. We start seeing it rotting. This is how we are now. We've already reached the good and pleasant state, which was around the 16th century. And from the 16th century till now we are as if here. We, a long time ago, needed to already start our ascent. But to our sorrow, only now are we starting to really get prepared toward it?
Так что перед нами довольно серьезный путь.
So before us is a serious path from below upwards. But the matter is, everything is ready for it. The wisdom of Kabbalah, books, everything. Everything possible. How we need to develop, how we need to create groups, connect, how to reveal the Creator in a gradual way. There is everything. Everything in order to pass through this path. And this development, this is the first, second, and third parts of this development. The question from Minsk. It's illogical that there is something comes from wholeness and infinity and Sof becomes corrupted, and then what is in our lowly world here redevelops back to something complete and whole. How does that work? Dr. Lightman, I'll tell you how that works. This whole process took place because the upper force broke us. That force entered between us and shattered us. Therefore, the ego starts appearing, and then there is the evolution of the ego during about 5 millennia. And then its correction begins, and that is also thanks to the upper force. Only that here, you correct it by attracting that upper force upon yourselves in a wise way, in a calculated way, which is called raising man. Rav writes, man. Where you elevate your desire to correction, to connection. And then the upper light, the upper force descends upon you, the light of correction.
And
as such, a person who attains that upper force needs to go from below upwards in a gradual way, attaining every degree according to those laws which were determined in the descent of the forces from below, from above downwards, meaning all those degrees that were here from above downward, they remain. They are called Adam Kadmon, Atilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. They remain there, and we rise from below upwards through Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atilut, and Adam Kadmon.
Далее. Полное постижение высшей управляющей
силы
происходит постепенно и проявляется в ощущениях человека в течение определенного
времени. First order is called the order of descent of the worlds, parts of and spherot, and all their occurrences, whether lasting or transient. The second order is called attainments or degrees of prophecy and Holy Spirit. A person rewarded with it must follow the same trails and inlets and gradually attain each detail and each degree precisely by the same rules that were imprinted in them upon their emanation from above downwards. Meaning precisely in this ascent from below upwards, that is the attainment of the degrees that stemmed down previously from above downwards, in order to define for us the degrees of possible revelation from below upwards. That is how it works. Everything is prepared for us in the beginning. We exist here. That is the rest of the path that remains for us. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah becomes revealed with all the conditions necessary in order for a person to be able to absorb that and progress. Semyon, can you fall from these degrees? Dr. Lichtman, you can fall from these degrees and you can rise to them, but everyone is directed to ascend, and the falls are in order to later ascend. There is no possibility to progress on these degrees without falling. It's like a start-stop motion, forward and backward. Such a motion, where you fall each time in order to reach a recognition and awareness of this path. But it's not a real fall. It's like in every place you have such periods where you don't understand anything, you don't know anything, you understand nothing, you're helpless, you're empty, and then you start rising again. It's this gradual form of step-by-step development in order for you to constantly renew. And it's as if you're cleaning out yesterday's trunk, and every time it becomes empty, it becomes empty according to the how it was filled in the previous degree, in order for you to be able to attain the next degree. Semyon, do not be afraid from folds. Dr. Lechman, no, there's nothing to be afraid of, in no way. Every fulfillment will come upon the emptiness, and every emptiness will turn into a greater fulfillment. That is the law of nature. Semyon, are there questions? Dr. Lechman, are there questions? Kaunas, yeah, I have our friend there. Please. Hello, my name is Runes. We don't hear you. You've disappeared there. You hear? You hear. According to how you drew, we are very delayed in our development. Maybe we won't rise soon enough, and if we don't rise soon enough, what's waiting for us? Dr. Lechman, they will take you by the ear and they will lift you up. Don't worry about it. You think that you are the one who is rising and that you control everything? Certainly not. We need to read onwards. A question about time. When a person develops spiritually but develops slowly, can he reach what? It takes him 100,000 incarnations or 200,000 incarnations? How much does it take him? Dr. Lechman, I can do it all in one incarnation. Everyone here in this incarnation can reach Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction of their own in this incarnation. If you received an opportunity, you've been given a point of contact with the means for ascent, and everything else depends only on you. Semyon, can you leap above spiritual degrees? Dr. Lechman, you can leap above spiritual degrees in a relative way, and we will still learn that. Boris, a question. Does it hurt to enter these spiritual degrees? Dr. Lechman, it depends on it depends on one's experience, how veteran he is. An experienced person will understand that a certain degree is not a fall, but is not a fall, but a preparation for a higher degree. Boris, what is the essence of spiritual degrees? From what matter are they created and how are they connected between them? Dr. Lechman, they're built of the desire alone. There is nothing, no matter in nature other than the desire to receive. Semyon, how from bad qualities can we do good actions? Dr. Lechman, it depends on the environment. If you're in a correct environment, you will be incapable of doing anything bad. Semyon, can you get everything corrected at the level of thought? Dr. Lechman, precisely at the level of thought you need to correct everything. There is no other way, certainly.
The
revelation of godliness does not appear at once, but gradually over a period of time. Meaning it's attained over a period of time, like on a ladder of development, a ladder of ascent. Boris, question. What does not exist for a Kabbalist? What is real and what is imaginary? For example, his physical body, is that an illusion? Dr. Lechman, for a Kabbalist, there is nothing illusory, nothing that is not felt. Everything that is felt, he relates to that seriously. And to the extent of that he ascends, so then there are things that he feels in the past that enter into imagination and then that disappears. It is like how should I put it?
Возникают в нём новые инструменты постижения.
Since the person acquires new tools for spiritual attainment. We have a few more questions, time for some more questions, another question from Kaunas. Last question here from Shushinsk. They request to ask a question. The microphone isn't active today. What conditions do we need in order to have a response to MAN? Maybe a special server that we need to make a server, Dr. Leitman? I don't know what kind of server or service and who needs that. You don't need to build here any channels other than whether you will be in a correct connection among yourselves. The general desire that will be filled with the group, that is what will create for you that server, that channel through which all your individual desires that are connected beneath it, they will create that big desire called MAN, where with it you'll certainly be able to get an answer. It depends only on how much you succeed to connect between yourselves in order to attain the Creator. Meaning you have this defined goal. You need to attain Him. Therefore, it's unimportant to me who's sitting next to me. I want to attain this goal, therefore this person is a partner on my path, and therefore we can continue progressing together. That's how we need to look at each other. In a very, you could say, exploitative way. I don't look at his external appearance, his characteristics, his habits. It doesn't matter to me who he is or what he is. The main thing for me is that he yearns for the same goal, and therefore he can be a partner on my path, my helper, where without him, I wouldn't be able to reach this goal. Semyon, question. You say that the Creator is good and benevolent. So why is there so much aggression and pain in the world? Dr. Leitman, I'm tired of already answering that. Semyon, it's an eternal question. Dr. Leitman, if it's an eternal question, so listen to my eternal programs that I've already done. Dr. Leitman, question. When we go through the Maksom, the barrier, is the next incarnation of the soul, will that take place later, and I do not have to come back down, and then I can just keep progressing in the spiritual world? Dr. Leitman, you are capable of advancing without returning into this nice, pleasant, temporary body that you have.
Добрый день, Ральф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вы говорите, что нам надо исправить все на уровне мысли.
Question. You're saying that we need to progress at the level of thought. How can we do that if we do not control anything? What depends on us and what doesn't? Dr. Leitman, we do not control anything. We do not control thoughts either. We can only request from the upper force to come and correct our thoughts. Thank you.
Из Сочи написали, что у них сломалась камера.
Question from Sochi. The camera broke and they're asking. The Creator certainly knows what and where I will attain. I'm in this movie reel of his. And he is just observing. Dr. Leitman, no, the Creator isn't just sitting there observing this. He planned it in such a way so that we will participate in this motion forward in a conscious, aware way, so that we will be a partners with him. He participates actively in our development from above. Another few questions. What is a teacher of the path? What is he conscious of in the spiritual world? Dr. Leitman, only the group. If I want to know where the Creator is, it is in the center of the group. To progress to the Creator means coming closer between us in our desires to the Creator. That means the center of the group, as it's called. Only in that way. And then you will never make mistakes. And then you will see that the Creator helps you. He'll become your partner. Question from Facebook, a translated question, because they're also seeing us through translation. All kinds of experience, again the question, traumas and all kinds of failures in our lives, all kinds of obstacles in our lives are corrections in order for us to come to bestowal. Dr. Leitman, you don't need to think that traumas and sufferings correct you. They only direct you to the path of correction, and then the correction itself takes place in the group. When you build a place where this mutual goodness and this mutual participation of mutual connection will be able to be in practice, and then you, through that you will reveal the Creator. I just want to say that next Monday there will be no lesson. There will be a recorded lesson, and whoever is still not registered, we are inviting you all to the upcoming event in Kishinev from 6th to 8th of September. You can feel free to register yourselves and come there. The Congress in Kishinev. Dr. Leitman, I'm inviting everyone to Kishinev. That is about 2 weeks away from now. So please, everyone, let us all meet there. It'll be a Congress which will be wonderful. It will be a wonderful state, I promise you. Let us move toward it in order to participate as one heart. Let's do that. We're capable of doing that. Everyone can participate in that, and all of us together will be able to connect in such a way. All of you, to your success. And let us meet at Kishinev.